Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Vaya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something odd, a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those odd things Wombats. And that's where I get my title from, Wombats and Music. And it's a Wombat show. I have a wombat coming up in the middle of the show. But we're going to start off with something a little different. I guess it's boogie-woogie, maybe. I don't know what you'd call it. Tell me what this genre is. The group is called Kitty, Davis, and Lewis. And they're a sister and two brothers. They're from Durham, England. And they now live in London and perform. This is called Going Up the Country.
I've gone another country, babe, don't you wanna go? Take you to some place I've never been before. I'm gone when I'm gone, well, what it takes I want. I'm gone with weather, what it takes I want. Big jump in the water, stay drunk all the time. Gonna leave this city, got to get away. Gonna leave this city, got to get away. All the fussing and fighting, man, you know I sure can't stay. Now, baby, back and leave the joke, I know it's bad to stay. But in just a second, we're ever gone, I can't say. But we might even leave the USA. Cause it's a brand new game that I just wanted to play. But all you silly running are screaming and crying. But you've got a whole man, and I've got mine. I've never been before. I'm gone and I'm gone where the water tastes like wine. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. We can jump in the water, stay drunk all the time. Gonna leave this city, got to get away. Gonna leave this city, got to get away. I was fussing and fighting, man, no, I sure can't stay. Now, baby, back or leave a joke, I know you've got something to say. Now, just exactly where we're going, I can't say. But we might even leave the USA. Cause it's a brand new game that I just want to play. I know you saw me running, all screaming and crying. But you've got a whole mind.
That was Going Up the Country by Kitty, Davis, and Lewis. Next up is a country classic from 1986. This is Digging Up Bones by Randy Travis. I often mention that most of the love songs, the country songs, are about leavers and leavees. This is that genre. This is definitely a leavee. He has been left. And he's home digging up bones. Randy Travis.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone, digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on my finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home, yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. But I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone, yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone. I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones, assuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better.
That was Digging Up Bones by Randy Travis. If you get into the folk music scene, the amateur scene on the East Coast, one of the instruments you'll run into right away is a penny whistle. They cost maybe $5-6, and little simple things just have six holes, I guess. And so you get into that, and I took up the penny whistle for a while. I got where I could play simple tunes. And I also took up flute for a while. Didn't get where I could play very simple tunes. But anyway, this following piece is called Belfast Polka. It's by Celtic Thunder. It starts off with a penny whistle solo and then goes on to a flute solo. And I think the fiddle gets in at the end. Some of the concerts I went to on the East Coast, the penny whistle, when played well, is like a violin. It can capture the whole show. And this is the opening of this is an example of that. Celtic Thunder with Belfast Polka. Thank you. just heard a group called Celtic Thunder performing Belfast Polka. Next up is a fiddle tune, Old Dangerfield. And this, like a lot of fiddle tunes, it has an A part and a B part. So I always suggest, if you're new to this, listen in. See if you can pick out the A part. The A part always repeats once, then the B part repeats once, then the A part repeats. So you get two A parts, two B parts, two A parts, all the way through. And once you get to know the tune a little bit, you can sort of hear, oh, that's the A part. I remember how that goes. So it sort of makes it more interesting. In this case, the other thing going on is there's a fiddle and a cello. And the whole first part of the recording is the fiddle sort of performing with the cello doing a sort of chuck-a-chuck stuff underneath. And then the cello gets to do its single. And you kind of get to hear how different these instruments are. They're both bowed instruments, and they're beautiful to hear. I tried to take up the cello when I was living in Abingdon for a while, but I couldn't get my arms around it. It was too big, and I couldn't stretch enough. So I tried for about 6 months, but I do love the sound of the cello. So listen for it when Old Dangerfield, fiddle and cello.
Thank you.
just heard Old Dangerfield, played by fiddle and cello, which is the kind of music that either you want to leave the room or you want to just sit still and get totally hypnotized. Oh, that's that kind of music. So we're going to do a little transition now. We're going to a hammered dulcimer doing Carol of the Bells. Quite often you hear these Christmas songs around Christmas and you get tired of them. So I like to throw them in, like here it is, early August, and I'm putting in Carol of the Bells, played on the hammered dulcimer. The hammered dulcimer is a stringed instrument you hit with little wooden mallets, and most people use just one in each hand. Some people use two, but in general it's one in each hand. So a single person is making all the music that you're going to hear. Carol of the Bells on the hammered dulcimer. That was Carol of the Bells, played on a hammered dulcimer. The next song is a well-known Scottish folk song with roots back to the 18th century. It's called Wild Mountain Time, and this powerful version is by a Scottish singer named Keziah Gill.
To book away. another, will he go?
That was Wild Mountain Time by Keziah Gill. There's a tradition in London of music halls which provide entertainment. I've gone back probably into the 19th, even the 18th century, but certainly much of the 20th century. And there were a number of famous or well-known anecdotal, amusing poems, entertainment. And this is one of them. It's Uncle Albert's Sad Farewell to the World. And I first heard it from a performer about 30 years ago and liked it so much I memorized it. So this is me actually reading it. Harry Baya with Uncle Albert's Sad Farewell. And this is today's Wombat on Wombats and Music.
Uncle Albert's Sad Farewell to the World by Ed Pickford. There's a stain on the floor of the bar room. There's a cap in a case by the door. There's a verse on a stone in a churchyard in memory of one who's no more. If you turn second left at the high street, just past an old pub called the Swan, there's a monument to my Uncle Albert. And though of not many heroes, he was one. He wasn't a chap prone to boasting. He stood out at, I bet, only 5 feet. But those 5 feet he covered in glory, as you'll hear when his old comrades meet. It was the time of the first Yankee moon men. There was racing at Catterick as well, and I backed the 6-4 favorite. And he was, that is, till he fell. That night was the championship darts match. And the bar of the club was jammed full. We were playing at home in the final, and we started, being nearest the bull. The oohs and the ahs broke the silence as both teams wrestled with might, a game to remember forever by all, even those who were tight. Some favored cardboard, some feathers, some favored heavy, some light. But all were experienced past masters of split-second reckoning and flight. Then the nail that was holding the dartboard bent with a fearful creak, and there wasn't another to replace it, least not straight to hand, so to speak. At last the club's concert chairman, renowned for his improvised wit, says, "Put old Albert beneath it. With his height, it'll just about fit." The company looked around at poor Albert. Then the secretary got right to the nub, saying, "If he doesn't, the match'll be forfeit. Come on, Albert." for the honor of the club. Albert had no need of thinking. His blood rose to answer the call, and he jammed his head under the dartboard, crying, "For Queen, club, country, and all!" Not flinching, not moving, he just stood there, except once when he went out the back, until the game flowed in our favor. The opposition was beginning to crack. All that was needed for victory was 5 and double 16. Now the 5 was obtained very easy. Then silence fell on the scene. The player squared up with his arrows. It was Sidney, Albert's own son, who'd played very well all that evening, until now when something went wrong. Now it could have been all the excitement, or some smoke that got in his eye, or it could have been his new wellies, 'cause he slipped just before he let fly. Albert stood stricken with horror as he watched the oncoming dart. Then his teeth gnashed with pain as it hit his gold chain and ricocheted up through his heart. Did he fall like a bird when it's wounded? Did he cry out in the midst of his pain? No. He winced and he spoke in a whisper, "Come on, son, finish the game." Albert's blood dripped down his waistcoat as Sidney took aim and then threw, hitting double 16, neat, sweet, and clean, though how he felt, nobody knew. "Someone grab Albert," cried the steward. "Keep him upright," they all roared. "Hold him up by his armpits. If he falls, he might damage the board." There's a stain on the floor of the bar room. There's a cap in the case by the door. There's a verse on a stone in a churchyard, in memory of one who's no more. The whole club turned out for the funeral. There were friends and relatives as well. And they laid him to rest with the board on his chest. Uncle Albert's sad farewell. That was Uncle Albert's Sad Farewell by Ed Pickford, as read by Harry Baya.
That was today's Wombat on the Wombat and Music Show. The next song is The Rose. Bette Midler made the sort of definitive recording of this, a beautiful recording it is. This one's a little different. It's sung by Leanne Rimes. I don't know her well, but based on this recording, I'm impressed. And she's accompanied by the Gay Men's Choir of Los Angeles, a beautiful, powerful instrument played behind Leanne Rimes singing. Her voice does wonderful things, but notice how the choir gets out of the way whenever she's singing. So this is Leanne Rimes performing The Rose.
Good. And say love, it is a flower, and you, it's only seed. It's the heart afraid of breaking that never learns to dance. It's the dream afraid of waking that never takes the chance. It's the one who won't be taken, who cannot seem to give. And the soul afraid of dying that never learns to
That was Leanne Rimes singing The Rose and accompanied by the Gay Men's Choir of Los Angeles. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music from Emory and Henry, and the show comes on Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1. It's my chance each week to play for you pieces of music that I think are really important, and also to put in an odd thing like a reading. Tonight I did Uncle Albert's Sad Farewell, and I call those things wombats. So we've had today's wombat, and we're going to be moving on into another part of the show. This is coming up, Turkey in the Straw by Sam Bush and Sierra Hull. Sam Bush and Sierra Hull, it turns out, are probably two of the most talented mandolin players in the world, and this girl Sierra Hull, she's a young woman now. She first played with Sam Bush when he was an adult and she was 9 years old, and he kind of inspired her. and now she's apparently as good as he is, and they play together. They're playing Turkey in the Straw. Turkey in the Straw is a well-known fiddle tune, so once again, you've got a chance if you want to listen for the A parts, which will repeat, and then the B part repeats over and over. So it's sort of fun to try and learn the melody of the A part so you recognize it when it comes up. And once you get the A part down, work on the B part. So this is Turkey in the Straw, well-known fiddle tune. The thing I like about it is they alternate the lead on the mandolin. You can hear different mandolins coming in. Sometimes they're in unison. Sometimes I can't tell what they're doing. But the tune's quite interesting and somewhat complicated to try and follow. This is Turkey in the Straw. Was Turkey in the Straw by Sam Bush and Sierra Hull. The next song is The Gambler by Kenny Rogers from 1978, and I won't tell you about it because this song tells its own story so very well. The Gambler.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, You gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up,
when to hold up,
know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done.
That was The Gambler by Kenny Rogers. The next song is Mama Tried by Merle Haggard. I don't know how many of you other men out there feel that your mother tried to make you something better than you are. My mother tried to make me a gentleman, a Southern gentleman, and succeeded to some extent, but I just was a difficult clay to mold. Not as difficult, though, as the person in this song. So here is Merle Haggard, who actually did spend some time in prison in the real world, singing Mama Tried.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing, and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried.
That was Mama Tried by Merle Haggard. And that's a pretty intense song. And the one after the one I'm going to play is going to be pretty intense. So this one, One of These Days by Emmylou Harris, this is to relax with. One of These Days. Days by Emmylou Harris. Next up is one of the most famous country music songs of all time, Kalijah by Hank Williams.
Kalijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over in the antique store. Kalijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a Tommy Hall. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Kalijah, too stubborn to ever show a sign, because his heart was made of knotty pine. Poor old Kalijah, he never got a kiss. Poor old Kalijah, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Kalijah, that poor old wooden head.
Elijah was a lonely Indian, never went nowhere. His heart was set on the Indian maid with the coal black hair. Elijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. And then one day a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid and took her oh so far away, but old Elijah stayed. Elijah just stands there as lonely as can be and wishes he was still an old pine tree. Oh, Elijah, he never got a kiss. Oh, Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Elijah, that poor old wooden head.
That was Elijah by Hank Williams. The next song is Rivers of Babylon by Steve Earle. Steve Earle is apparently a fairly well-known country, rock, folk, music songwriter and performer. But this one's in a different genre. I'm not sure what it is. If I had to guess, I might say reggae. It's a song I'm familiar with. It has a lovely chorus stuff going on. Rivers of Babylon, performed by Steve Earle. That was The Rivers of Babylon, as performed by Steve Earle. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from Emory and Henry, WEHC-FM 90.7. your college and community station. If you'd like to contact me, you can write me at Harry@BAYA. That's my last name. Bravo Alpha Yankee Alpha. Harry@BAYA.net. So if you want to write me, please do. Each week I end the show the same way. It's kind of a ritual ending now for me. And I call it audience participation time. And I ask you to join me. So it's your chance right now. Ready? Okay. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.